Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have the class of the, we are in the spiritual clinic and we are learning about the forms of Allah's mercy. We discussed over the last 3 weeks about prayer as a form of Allah's mercy. And from today, inshallah, we will start a series of classes regarding dua, supplication, as a form of Allah's mercy. Examples from the dua of the prophets and inshallah ways for solving the problems, inshallah, and removing the hardships and making our hopes reality through the dua to Almighty, the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the title of the class of today is Dua, Supplications Opens for You the Gates of the Mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the most merciful. Every day the believers feel the mercy of Allah all around, in prayers, in dua, and in the Quran, in all the links with the Almighty. Inshallah, today we will start to learn about the secrets of dua, supplication, as a form of Allah's mercy. Actually, we must believe in the rule that supplication, dua, is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us first agree that the act of supplication is a source of tranquility, peace, reassurance, power, trust, and hope for the believer. That is to say, it is a mercy for the believer. So the question will be, what is dua? What is supplication? Literally, the word dua means to call upon. In Islam, dua or supplications means to address Allah, the Almighty, with praise, thanksgiving, hope, and to mention one's need. In English, dua is referred to as prayer. To supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is to say, to do dua to Him, is the mercy of the Spirit, as it is the practice of the belief in the unity of Allah's worship. Because when the person engages in the dua, he affirms two things. Number one, he affirms his belief that Allah is the only power, the only will, the only mercy. Accordingly, he is calling only to Him for help and support. Number two, engaging in dua affirms also the belief that mankind are powerless. That is to say, they can't do anything except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will lead to the feeling of relief after describing our difficulties to the only power, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the feeling of being more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more strong. And this will lead to the feeling of submission and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more strong, your feeling of hope in Allah's mercy to solve your problems and to make your hopes a reality will be more clear in your spirit. Also, you will have a feeling that you are more power. You have more power because your soul will be saved from the feeling of despair, because you already have the hope that the only power will take care of you. In conclusion, dua is a mercy from Allah, as it is our key to our spiritual happiness. It offers us a certainty of hope for our future, and it helps us to unburden our souls of the deepest of the pain feeling that only our Creator Allah knows. It is the heart of the worship, as it affirms the belief in Allah's unity, and it is the most important tool of the believer, which can change fate while no action ever can. And it is also the living expression of the meaning of submission and bayt. According to terminology of the Sharia, Islamic law, dua is a request from a servant to his Lord. Supplication dictates that there must be a supplicant, the servant, and a highest answerer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise and glory to him. In his supplication, man begs for things he sees as good for him. Practically, dua is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the worshipper can have at any time or place or position. It is the continuous outlet for all the feelings of fear, upset, worry, sadness, depression, instability, despair, and loneliness. It is the satisfaction for the spirit to calm down a time of hardship and to have the hope which it is in great need of. It is the dua, the living expression of the human being everlasting need for Allah in all his life affairs. It is the human being's submissive recognition of his dependence on Allah, the most exalted, expressing the feeling of deeply attached to him, the Almighty. So the question is, what is the source of all these feelings regarding dua? What is the meaning? The meaning is that we feel that, you know, dua is the way, is the outlet for us at the time of hardship. Dua is my goal, you know, when I am not happy. Dua will save me from all the burdens. What is the source of this feeling regarding dua? Okay? Actually, the answer is that it is Allah the most merciful, sending the message of mercy to his servants through the verses of the Quran, which calls the believers to do dua to their Lord, promising them the answer and the acceptance. These messages of the Quran are the sources of the feeling of reassurance, hope, and tranquility regarding dua. Now, inshallah, we will learn some of the verses of the Quran, which are the messages of mercy. That is to say, messages of hope, tranquility, and belief in Allah's will regarding the dua. We will read now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 186, to know about the dua in the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وامنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me, without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright.
Okay. Actually, sisters, if you will observe the choice of the words in this verse, you will feel that these words create an atmosphere of intimacy with Allah himself, stating a direct contact between him and his servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give instruction to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on how to answer the believer's questions. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am near. Okay? This closeness is not only to listen. He is not near to listen, but he is also near for immediate response. As he said, I am near, I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls to me. This verse fills the believer's heart with love, confidence, and reassurance. In this atmosphere of compassion, Allah, who has no need for anyone, Allah directs the believers to respond to him and to believe in him, in the hope that this will guide them to wisdom and rightness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let them then respond to me and believe in me, so that they may follow the right way. By earning Allah's guidance, believers end up winners in all accounts. Again and again, sisters, you know, when you will live with the Quran and the rules of the Quran, you will learn a very important fact. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are for the sake of the believers. Any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in reality a benefit for the believer. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to follow the right path, this is for our sake, not for the sake of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anyone. So we must always believe that whatever Allah is commanding us, whatever Allah is commanding the believers, it will be for their sake. Because who will follow the commands of Allah? Not everyone is following the commands of Allah. Only the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He will send a command, and Allah knows that only the believers will follow that command, there must be a benefit for them in that command. Okay, this fact must be clear in our spirit, so that whenever there is a command in the Quran, I will not ask why not, I have to follow, if I don't follow. No, immediately when I know about a command in the Quran, I have to tell to myself, if you are a true believer, be sure that there is a benefit, and immediately you will follow the command, and you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guides you to that direction of the command. Okay, so here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that to us in this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us two commands. Number one, Allah is saying, when my slaves ask you about me, concerning me, then I am indeed near to them. Okay, I respond to their invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So we must call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah will answer our supplication. Because Allah is saying, I will respond to the one when he calls on me. Okay, this is number one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending another command, which is, let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. So who will get the benefit of obeying Allah and believing in Him? The believer, they may be led aright. Okay? So we must know that belief in Allah and the response to His commands will lead to the true guidance. Number two, the way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for man is the only way which we have to adhere to it. When one responds to Allah's call, one must be confident that Allah will care for him and that the care of Allah will touch his heart. Okay? When this happens, this will open, you know, the heart to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will get rid of all the worries and the pains. Okay? So here, you know, we must again reflect, sisters, because this is a very important verse of the Quran, and it is a way to guidance to the believers whom they have a heart and have mind to reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so near to us and is willing to respond. But He is saying to us, to us His servants, that we must call on Him, and again He is guiding us. Okay? He is guiding us that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must obey Him and believe Him, so that we will follow the right path, because the right path is the only path which you can save us in the worldly life and in the hereafter. When you know about this, the second command in this verse, you will realize that you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the benefits which is related to what Allah likes. Okay, I can't raise my hand and say to Allah, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give trouble to so and so and so. Okay, this is not good. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, you know, when you will obey Allah, you will be following the right path. Following the right path means that you must have a clean heart. Having a clean heart means that you don't have revenge or hatred to anyone. Okay, this will guide your supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a supplication for the good. Oh Allah, guide that person. not destroy that person, give hard time to that person. Why you are all the time your supplication is on the positive side? Because you are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you believe in Allah and you obey Allah, you will follow the right path, this will be reflected in your supplication to Allah. When you will supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the rules, which is the supplication, you know, which you always have, you know, good intention to yourself and to others, Allah will answer your supplication. Okay? So we must, you know, all the time connect, you know, the Quran together. When you will obey the command of Allah, so this is the command from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them obey me. So when you will obey that command, obey Allah, you will believe in Allah, then you will call on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your supplication. Okay? And when you will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters, you will always feel that alhamdulillah, Allah is so close to you, Allah is listening to your call, Allah is understanding what you want, Allah will manage your affairs and will take care of your sadness. At this point, the human being burdens and affliction loosen, securing your way to tranquility and peace. You see, alhamdulillah, this is the only way for the spirit to have the tranquility and peace, because the spirits are controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us the way to loosen, okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the burdens and the afflictions. What is the way? The way is to raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, again, this is a very important point which I need to clarify. When you just raise your hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have a lot of mercy in your heart. Okay? Even if it is not clear for you what will happen for your supplication, maybe it will be a reality or not, this is something else. But basically, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to raise your hand to Him, this means that this is a source of mercy for you. Because when you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you send the message of all the pain and all, you know, the difficulties and the hardship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the way, you know, to make for you a way to tranquility and peace. What will happen regarding your dua, this is something else. This is the rest of the story. But the beginning of the story, the most important beginning of the story, is that Allah will guide you to raise your hand to Him, having full confidence that the only one who will solve my problem is Allah, whom out of His mercy allow me to raise my hands to Him. This is the secret of the dua. And because of that, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was always saying, I am not worried about answering my dua. I always ask Allah to allow me to raise my hands to Him. You see, because not everyone, you know, Allah is allowing him or her to do dua to Him. So when you do dua to Allah, feel that this is the gates of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is opening it to you. Okay? Let us now learn about the dua in more details, okay, from the Quran. Now we will read from the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, verse number 60, to know more about the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to clarify that dua per se is a great relief for the spirit. And now inshallah we will read from Surah number 40, verse number 60, to know about the other benefits of the dua as the source of Allah's mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله saying, وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Allah says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and your Lord said, invoke me and I will respond to you. This again the Quranic verse showing Allah's mercy, giving mercy to all the believers regarding the rule. When you supplicate to Allah, be sure that Allah will answer you. So it will be the duty of every believer to obey this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is mentioning the dua as a command. Okay, because Allah is saying, and your Lord said, invoke me. Okay, so supplication is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward you and will answer your supplication. Okay, so it will be the duty of every believer to obey that command so that all his affairs will be managed the way he is looking for, inshallah. Again, there is another proof that the dua is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 29. So that you know, sisters, we will know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many verses of the Quran a command to the believers to supplicate. And when they supplicate, inshallah, He will answer their supplications. Okay, Surah number 7, verse number 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wad'uuh mukhlisina lahuddin kama bada'akum ta'udun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And supplicate to Him, making your religion sincerely to Him. So this is a clarification that a dua, supplication, is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, supplication is worship. Okay, so when you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing an act of worship commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah you will be rewarded for it. Also, we must know that supplication is the most noble of deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is nothing more noble before Allah than supplication. It has been said that the reason for that is this: Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him. Okay? And the dua is actually the mind of the worship. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ad-du'a mukh al-ibadah." Or ad-du'a ra's al-ibadah. Supplication is the head of the worship to Allah, or you know, or the heart of the worship, or the mind of the worship. Okay, so when you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing a noble act of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, we must know that supplication is beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah of His bounty, for truly Allah loves to be asked. So, why Allah loves to be asked, sisters? Because supplication is an act of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked. Okay, and here, sisters, you know, we must have a pause in order to realize how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who loves to be asked nowadays? Any human being is happy to be asked? Let us check, try to reflect. None is happy to be asked. If my daughter will ask me for something, I will tell her, I am tired, please go and do it for yourself. I love you. I love you if you don't ask me. Okay, my husband the same. Maybe my parents, I will love for them, but now I am old, maybe I will not be happy, you know, to the deeds which may be difficult for me in my old age. So who around us will be happy and will love you if you ask him? Actually, most of the people will hate you and will be away from you and will not answer your phone or your emails or open their doors for you if you keep on asking them. Yes, this is the reality. Correct or not correct? This is correct 100%, not 99.9. 100%, yes. We can help each other once, twice, but to keep on asking and to love to love people whom they ask you. No, I love the people whom I ask them. And they respond to me. Okay? But I don't like someone, because this is the nature of the human being. You know, this is not because people are bad, but the nature, basic nature of the human being is that, as Allah said in the Quran, you know, إِنَّهُ كَانَ, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, human beings are always very selfish. You know, part of their nature. Okay? But the only one who loves whom they ask him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a clarification that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Because it is out of His mercy that He loves those who ask Him. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us to do dua. دعاء dua for him, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an outlet for our problems when he will tell us, I love you when you ask me. So I will be so encouraged to ask him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also the supplication dua keeps us from helplessness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most helpless of the people is the one who is unable to beseech Allah in supplication. Mention this hadith, the most helpless of the people is the one who is unable to ask Allah in supplication. Again and again, sisters, supplication is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not allowing him to have this source of mercy in his life, actually he is in a very bad situation regarding the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, sir, we must know that supplication is a means of warding off offense before it falls. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, nothing reverses divine decree except supplication. The meaning is that in that hadith is that this is an indication that Allah prevents by the virtue of supplication what he had decreed to befall the servant. In brief, supplication is by Allah's decree. Therefore, he may decree that something would befall his servant. Has he not offered supplication? So when the servant offers supplication, it is warded off from him. Now let me clarify to you this reality, you know, because sometimes it is not clear for the people. Okay, we Muslims believe that everything is written regarding, you know, our life 50,000 years before the creation of the earth. Okay, and in the hadith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything is written and the ink is dried. Okay, so the question will be how the supplication, you know, will reverse the divine decree. Okay, the answer is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows you will do supplication or not. Okay, so if you will be the one to do the supplication, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent the hardship from you. If you are the one not to do the supplication, the hardship will befall you. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what we will do in our life. Accordingly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah may decree that something would befall his servant had he not offered supplication. Okay, so when the servant offers supplication, it is warded off from him. Okay, so again, this is an encouragement, okay, and this is a call for every one of us to do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every, thing in our life. For example, suppose my daughter is going today to the exam, she has an exam, and my daughter didn't study well. And the percentage of her success or to pass the test is, for example, 10%. Okay? But she didn't study because she was ill. Not because, you know, she was ignorant. She doesn't want to study. But because, not ignorant actually, because, you know, she doesn't want to study. Lazy, yes. Because she was ill. You know, there was a reason. And because she was ill, she can't study, and her, possibilities of to pass the test are 10%. I am a true believer in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am a true believer that Allah knows that she was ill. Okay, so I will keep on doing supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the test will be so easy and in the chapters which my daughter study so that she may get 51% and pass the test. Okay, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that maybe with my supplication my daughter will pass the test. And actually, subhanallah, I have an email from one of the sisters whom she is attending, you know, the classes on the internet. And she wrote for me, she told me, Sister Mona, I am very happy about the classes of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will tell you a story which happens to me so that we keep on doing supplication to Allah and having hope in His mercy. She wrote that she was in a test. Actually, I have this email from Malaysia. You know, yes, subhanAllah. She wrote to me that she was in the test. Okay, actually she is a postgraduate student. And when they handed to her the paper of the test, you know, test paper, okay, she answered question number one and question number two. She was not aware that there is a third paper for the test. So she answered the first and the second, and she handed the paper, you know, back. When she left, you know, the room, she told to everyone the test was very nice and the time was too long. I answered, you know, for half an hour and I don't do anything for the rest of the time. He told her, but question number three was very long. She told him, question number three, there was question number three. They told her, yes, you didn't answer question number three. She told me, I fainted. Because this was a final test and I'm a postgraduate and I studied so hard and I can't imagine that I did this silly mistake. I didn't, you know, check that the papers are three, not two only. But, you know, she told me I didn't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I kept on doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to find for me an outlet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this is the real story. She told me, can you imagine that most of the students, they can't answer question number three because it was very difficult. And the teacher or the, you know, the professor, he make a curve. And because I answered question number one and number two, excellent, because I have full time for them, I passed the test. You see, subhanAllah. So she told me, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the mercy and we must never lose hope in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the hope that His mercy is very close. And actually she wrote to me this, she told me, I'm writing to you this because I want you to keep on sending the messages about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us in this life is touched by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we need to recognize it, so that we will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah we keep on doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, sisters, always do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the situations. Sometimes the people will tell you this situation is hopeless. Okay, why you are doing dua? Tell them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the will of Allah, which has no limits, with the mercy of Allah, which is covering all of us, or you know, it is the source of all the mercy on the earth. There is no hopeless situation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always tell to the people, I believe in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, nothing reverses divine decree except supplication. Again and again, sisters, let us always have the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a tool to help us to have hope all the time. Okay, never lose the hope that I can supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime, any place, and I have the full confidence that inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reverse His decree with my supplication, inshaAllah. Also, we must know that supplication brings relief from afflictions after it has occurred. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever among you has the door to supplication open to him, then he has the gates of mercy open to him. You see, sisters, again and again, because supplication is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the door to supplication open to you, this is the most important, then be sure that the gates of mercy are open to you. Allah is not asked anything to be given more beloved to him than for someone to ask for well-being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like us, you know, to ask Him for well-being. Supplication benefits with respect to what has fallen and to what has not fallen. Therefore, worshippers of Allah engage in supplication. You see again and again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ta'ala is encouraging and is commanding and is requesting every one of us, worshippers of Allah, to engage in supplication. We should make every effort to engage in supplication as often as we can. For indeed our supplications are answered and our needs are fulfilled by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that the gates of mercy are open to supplicant is proof enough that our supplications are answered. The meaning is, when Prophet Muhammad say that when Allah will open for you a door to supplication, this means that you have a gate of mercy. The gates of mercy are equal to answering the supplication. So when Allah will open for you a door for supplication, inshallah there will be the answering of your supplication. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, caution will not save you from what Allah has decreed. Supplication benefits with respect to what has befallen and to what has not fallen. Indeed, supplication will encounter the impending affliction and the two will contend with one another until the Day of Judgment. Again, I will clarify to you sisters about this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And basically, you must know that the goal of the hadith is to encourage everyone of us to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because supplication is the beloved deed from the servant to Allah, because it is the deed or the act of worship where you clarify to Allah that you believe in Him only and you are in great need of Him in every second of your life. Okay, when suppose now again, okay, my daughter, the same one whom she went to the school, you know, for that test, and she studied 10%, okay, for example. And I am at home doing supplication for her, okay. My supplication and the result of the exam are against each other, okay. One of them will win. It is all the time like this. So when you do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are opening for you an outlet, okay, to prevent the affliction from coming, befalling you, okay. So all the time you must, you know, have this clear in your mind. When someone will come and tell me, Mona, for example, after a week, you must leave your house, for example, you didn't pay the rent, for example, okay. I will tell her, during this week, I will be doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us from the means which we don't know, so that inshallah my dua will be going up, okay, and my dua will contend with that affliction, and inshallah my dua will win, and Allah will open for me, you know, the way for provision, and I will not be out of my house. During that week, how I was living? I was living in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am getting the mercy of Allah and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because supplication is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And sisters, when you live your life to supplicate Allah and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if my supplication, okay, were not answered and I have to leave the house after 1 week, I will be leaving the house while I am more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I lived 1 week completely devoted to supplication. And I will be still having the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me. This has to be the feeling of the believers. Because sometimes when we supplicate to Allah and Allah doesn't answer our supplication, we despair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a proof that we don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you must believe that Allah chooses for you the best. Maybe leaving the house is better for me, because there will be a, you know, this one, then fire. There will be a fire in the building, you know, after 10 days. And when I supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to get me out of the building, Allah knows the best. And Allah answered the supplication in the way which is the best for me. Allah, get me out of the building so that I will not be burned by the fire. So I must be always thankful to the, you know, the fate of my supplication. Whether it is the one which I am looking for, whether it is not the one, I must be sure that what will happen will be the best for me, because I lived 1 week totally devoted to the supplication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am believing in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, sister, there is a very critical point here. The human being whom Allah loves will be the human being whom Allah directs him, helps him to live his life or her life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of the result of the worship. If I live to do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all my life, and still my supplication is not answered, what was the meaning of my life? Continuous worship to Allah. Continuous reward from Allah. Continuous mercy from Allah. So we must be evaluating supplication per se as a mercy, regardless of the result. The result will be the one which is, the result will be the best for you, believing that Allah knows and you know not. Okay? I do supplication to Allah for 1 week so that Allah will keep me in my house. After 1 week supplication, Allah make me to be out of the house. I must believe that this is the best for me because Allah knows and I don't know. And I must be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He allows me a week of supplication and worshipping Him, a deed which I will have the reward on the Day of Judgment. And again, sisters, I will tell you the story about the man who was doing supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most of his life. Part of his supplications were answered and mostly they were not answered. On the Day of Judgment, he noticed that he has billions and billions and billions of good deeds. So he asked, what are these good deeds? I didn't do all of this. They told him, this is your unanswered supplications. Allah rewarded you for it with the good deeds. So he told to Allah, oh Allah, I hope that you never answer any of my supplications in my worldly life, because worldly life will finish under any circumstances, and the most important is the eternal life. So this is how we have to evaluate supplication. Supplication is a way of mercy in this life, because so long I am doing supplication, okay, or I am supplicating to Allah, I feel hope, I feel mercy, I feel away, I feel close to Allah, I feel reassurance and the trust. All praise to Allah. When you tell me, Mona, how you are living your life, I tell you, I am living my life through the three gates of mercy, through supplication, prayer, and the Quran. Then you tell me, Mona, but your situation is not changing. You always have problems. And I tell you, yes, what is the problem for this? My problems are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is a test. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that it will be best for me to solve the problem, He solves it. Regarding me as a human being, all praise to Allah. All my life through the gates of the mercy, that is to say the Quran, the prayer and the supplication, my life was full of tranquility, peace, reassurance and hope. Okay, I never evaluate my supplication to be answered or not, because I am a true believer that Allah knows and I know not. So I just supplicate, but what is the fate of my supplication? This is none of my business. And again, sisters, when we will become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not make a big difference for us about the fate of our supplication, because we believe that if Allah will keep our supplication reward for the Day of Judgment, this will be a great reward for us on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Here we must know about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said the reward of supplication is guaranteed. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there is never a Muslim who raises his face to Allah and asks something of him except that Allah gives him what he asks for, either immediately in this world or by reserving it for him in the hereafter. This is what I clarified about the story of the man. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is never a Muslim who supplicate without asking something sinful. All the breaking of the blood ties, except Allah grants him one of the three things. Either Allah will fulfill his supplication immediately, or Allah reserves this supplication for him in the hereafter, or Allah prevents him from being afflicted with a harm equivalent to it in magnitude. What is the meaning of this sister? The meaning of this sister is supplication, is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the minute I raise my hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will have something from Allah. I will have a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So raising my hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a mercy, because it is the way to one of three, either three blessings. Number one, to answer my supplication immediately. Number two, to reserve it as a reward for the day of judgment. Number three, to prevent affliction which is equal in magnitude to my supplication. Okay, so all praise to Allah. So everyone must evaluate supplication, alhamdulillah, as a source of a blessing. One of the three blessings, each one of them is great, alhamdulillah. Also, we must know that supplication is the characteristic of the pious good-fearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the prophets, which you will read now in surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 90. We will read inshaAllah from surah number 21, we will read from verse number 83 until verse number 90, so that we will realize, you know, the message of these verses regarding that supplication is the characteristic of the pious good fearing, God fearing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين وإسماعيل وإدريس وذا الكفل كل من الصابرين وأدخلناهم في رحمتنا إنهم من الصالحين وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. From 83 to 90.
And remember Ayub, Job, when he cried to his Lord, verily distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So we answered his call and removed his distress that was on him. And we restored his family to him that he had lost, and like thereof along with them is a mercy from ourselves and a reminder for all those who worship us. And remember Ismail, Ishmael, and Idris, and Isaiah, all were from among the Asabru, the patient. And we admitted them to our mercy, verily they were of the righteous. And remember Jonah, when we went off in anger and imagined that we shall not punish him and the calamities that had befallen him, but he cried through the darkness, saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illa anta. None has the right to be worshipped but you, O Allah. Glorified and exalted be you above all the evil, above all the evil they associate with you. Truly I have been of the wrongdoers. So we answered his call and delivered him from distress. And thus we do deliver the believers who believe in the witness of Allah and abstain from the evil and work righteousness. And remember Zechariah when he cried to his Lord, O my Lord, leave me not for a single minute, though you are the best of inheritors. So we answered his call and we bestowed upon him, Yahya, John, and cured his wife to bear a child for him. Verily, they used to hasten on to do good deeds, as they used to call on us in hope and fear, with hope and fear, and used to humble ourselves themselves before us.
Okay, that's good enough. Actually, inshallah, the details of the stories of Prophet Ayyub and Prophet Zakaria and the Noon, inshallah, this will be, inshallah, the topics of the coming classes about the stories, about the type of the hardship and calamity which every one of them faced. It was different ones. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, you know, their supplication. But I want you to notice something, you know, in these verses of the Quran which we just recite now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 83, he is saying, and remember Ayyub when he cried to his Lord. Okay, this is the supplication. In Arabic actually, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. Okay, nada rabbahu is when you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he translated, he cried to his Lord. Okay, when he cried to his Lord, what he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most merciful of those whom you show mercy. Okay, so when you are doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you always feel that you want your dua to be the way to Allah's mercy. This is, you know, the link between the dua, supplication, and the mercy of Allah. What will save you from your calamity? What will be the source to answer your supplication? It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is answering that, you know, that Allah answered his call and he removed the distress. Okay, and also answered, Allah restored his family. Allah is saying that all of this out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you always say to Allah, oh Allah, I am looking for your mercy. I know that your mercy will shower you. Oh Allah, your mercy can change for me. Oh Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be so clear and so close to your spirit when you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about Prophet Ismail, Idris and the Kifl, Allah is saying, and we admitted them to our mercy. You see, all the verses of the supplication is related to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about Prophet Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Noon, Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that when he calls on Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his call and delivered him from the distress. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the mentioning of all these prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified why he answered their supplication. Number one, they used to hasten on to do good deeds. The number one, because believing in the unity of Allah, and that, you know, the good deeds is the goal of the believers. Number two, they used to call on us. Used to. Not sometimes, not on and off. Not when I am in a difficult time, I will call on Allah. When I am living, you know, in ease, I will not call on Allah. I don't need him. Okay? No, they used to call us with hope and fear, and they used to humble themselves. okay, before us. Because humbling is one of the conditions which are required for the supplication to be answered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that supplication is the characteristic of the pious, good fearing, and we have the example from the prophets. Also we will read now from Surah Al-Hashr, Surah number 59, verse number 10, about that supplication is the characteristics of the pious and good. Inshallah, verse 8, 9 and 10, so that we understand the message, you know, from verse 10. Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read now verse 8, 9 and 10 from 59, to believe that supplication is the characteristic of the pious God fearing. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. الذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And there is also a share in this beauty for the poor immigrants who were expelled from their homes and their property, seeking bounties from Allah and to please Him, and helping Allah, helping His religion and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such are indeed the truthful to what they say. And it is also for those who before them had homes in Al-Medina and had adopted the faith. Love those who immigrate to them and have no jealousy in their breast and their hearts for that which they have been given from the booty of Banu and Nadir, and give them immigrants for preference over themselves, even though they were in need of that. And whoever is saved from his own covetousness, such are they who will be the successful. And those who came after them say, Our Lord, forgive us, and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, you are indeed full of kindness, most merciful.
Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, in verse number 10, that, you know, we must do supplication, you know, to our brothers and sisters in Islam, you know, as those, you know, alladhina, those whom they came after them, they say, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith. Okay, and put not in our hearts any hatred towards those whom they have believed. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that whenever you do the dua, okay, always believe that supplication is the characteristic of the pious and good fearing. Those whom they don't do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they don't have a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not the pious or the good fearing. So supplication is the characteristic of the pious and the good fearing. At the end, we must know that supplication is the refuge of the oppressed. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us about the mercy of the dua at the time of hardship in the stories of the Prophet. And inshallah, over the next coming weeks, we will learn in detail about most of the dua of the Quran, okay, the circumstances around it, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always save, you know, the oppressed and the weak and the needy through this dua. At the end, we have to know that supplication, dua, is from the most beneficial types of healing. It is the enemy of affliction and illness, repressing them, treating them, and preventing their occurrence. So let us have this medicine, which Allah the Most Merciful blessed us with. Let us have it all the time as a fundamental link with our Lord. Let us always live our lives with the full trust that so long I am following the commands of Allah, that is to say, living Islam as a way of life, having the dua as a continuous link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have full trust that I will live my life in the best shape, inshallah. Next week, inshallah, we will start to learn about the stories of the Quran and the dua of the Quran and the circumstances of every dua and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering the dua, so that inshallah we will have this door of mercy always open to our hearts, the door of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make the dua.
I just had any comments? Comment about, you know, when you make supplication that Allah does answer. For when I took my GED and I was scared to go and take it, and my teacher told me, go and take your test, you're ready. And I said, I don't think I'm ready to take it. So I went ahead and took it, and I made supplication before I took it, and I made the highest score in my class.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, this is excellent, alhamdulillah. So you feel full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yeah.
Alhamdulillah. This is very good for the spirit, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Do you have
any? A little bit of more of a question than comment. I just want you to clarify the hadith about how caution is not enough. And you cannot, you know, prevent anything.
As the sister Noor is asking to clarify the hadith which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, caution will not save you from what Allah decreed. Yes, this is, you must believe in this, because human being cannot prevent the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me today, you know, that I will not come to the class.
Yeah.
Okay, and I made all the my ways to come to the class. Okay, I will not come, because I believe that life is run by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by my will. So caution will never save you from what Allah has decreed. Supplication benefits with respect to what has befallen and what has not fallen. Okay, what has befallen is that, you know, what happens to you now. Suppose, you know, I want my daughter to pass the test, then it happened that my daughter failed. So I will do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that inshallah next time she will pass the test, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to tolerate what happens to us. This hadith is a clarification that you need the dua all the time. Whether the calamity is already fallen you must do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for you and to give you the reward of the patience for it. And if the calamity is not yet, okay, now my daughter is in the test room, in the exam, and I am here, you know, at home, I will do supplication that inshallah she will pass the test. Now the calamity didn't fall on us yet, you know, she is still, you know, struggling to pass the test. Okay, so I must also supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Prophet Muhammad is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed supplication will encounter with the embedding affliction. Maybe the failure is coming. And I am saying success. Failure and success are, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they will contend with one another. Okay, then up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If success will be the one to come down, my daughter will pass the test, or the failure, you know, will be the one, the affliction will happen. Okay, and this will happen until the day of judgment. So the only way, you know, to contend with the affliction is the supplication. So I must do supplication day and night for every affliction, even if the people tell me the affliction will be falling you 100%, I will tell them there is no 100% for you human being to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His will with no limitation and has His mercy. And accordingly, I have the right and I am commanded to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every affliction, whether it is befallen or it doesn't fold yet. Okay?
In the class, they said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And tie your camel first, and then come pray for me."
Yes.
That means Allah helped those who help themselves.
Yes.
Or in, you know, I was in it. They say what planning is key to success. What?
Yes.
That's what they said.
You have to try
your
best.
So that's caution. Being caution.
Yeah. Yes, but caution. Being caution will not prevent the decree.
Yeah.
You know,
I learned in America and not in Pakistan. I did not.
Yes, but the problem nowadays with the people whom they are not true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they always feel that if I am cautious, I am safe, drunk. Because
I need both.
People, they believe that since I have all the precautions, then I am sure I am safe. There is no other power which, yes, you see, this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clarifying that caution will not save you from Allah's decree. So that every human being will always believe that there is the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will. You cannot take precautions against Him except by His will. When Allah will allow your precautions to work, you will be safe. When Allah will not allow them to work, you will not be safe. So at the end, at the beginning, it is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, بسم الله الرحمن اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله our Lord inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection.